okay, fine. So, So it says here that there's something very much lishi. There's supposed to be a big shinui, and big events create big shinuyim. The shinui that he's talking about over here specifically is the shinui of a world that is ruchnius and is muvdal. That's a key word over here. Muvdal means it was not part of the reality of the world until this point. And therefore these ideas are revolutionary, they're new, and they come into this world. So when it says these are things that were gonus mi beis gnozai, and tatkat deris kodeshiv oilam means it's not really part of this world. This world, this physical world as is, conceptually, physically, came about gracious. This is much earlier than that, which means it is of a nature that is totally different than this world. It's of a different mitzias, and that's what it's about. So that explains the fireworks. What are the fireworks all about? So he says, and this is reinforcing the idea we said before. We spoke about there are, you know, an idea, a statement, a thought. When I share a thought with you, I really expect that to be kind of very weak. You know, it's just a thought, and therefore the impact it makes, one does not expect it to make a very powerful impact. The impact should be kaha kaha. You know, yeah, I ran a thought by you. That's a kind of vague idea. When I come and I say something with great that is of great impact, then you expect the sound it makes to be of great impact. So, Lamasha, if I throw a pebble down on some sort of hard surface, I expect to hear a small click. When I toss down a big boulder, I expect to hear a big boom. The bigger the more weighty it is, the thing that I am that is breaking through, the more I expect it. So Torah is something which is very strong, very tough, and therefore it's something that is going to make a large impact. It's going to, by the way, a parenthetic remark, I once heard a beautiful word from Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg. Rabbi Weinberg asked, you know, it says that when Hashem gave the Torah, all the nations of the world trembled and so on and so forth. He said, you know, we don't see it exactly. We don't see that huge trembling and so on and so forth. Where do we see the impact that Torah had universally, globally? So Rabbi Yaakov said, until the Torah was given, so Lamasha, somebody had a baby girl, and they didn't particularly care for baby girls. So he would kill the baby because I feel like killing it and I don't like it. And it doesn't, no excuse needed. Today, one cannot do an abortion without excusing it and saying it's the right of myself over my body. It is better for a child, an unwanted child is going to be a manifestly unhappy child. I can't just say I just don't feel like having it around. In other words, Torah itself did not automatically make people obey it, but it became a metzius you couldn't avoid. You had to explain yourself vis-a-vis the Torah. Va'ama, vayhi kol sebrokim on a covered v'kal shefer chazak moed. So another point, so until now we spoke about the impact of the kol. Now he's going to speak about the hekif of it, what it took around. So being a Torah is all encompassing. The kolos encompassed a lot. Ve'elu avdon shenizkarim ha'kol. Ka'kolos bem haruach. Kolos include, so he's now referring to the three yesodos, the four yesodos, of the physical yesodos that were considered to be the building blocks of the universe. One is air, fire, water, and earth. So he says, so there are, earth is the yesod, that the element that the world is. Air, water, and fire sort of come from above the ground. Water is above the ground, air is above that, and fire is above that. So these three yesodas, Avim, Mayim, and Eish, it's called Emesh in the Sfarim, Hem Lamalo. Kiamata mina mayim al yoinim huba, or the fika kashnit na torim al yoinim, yemashach shinim bakor, that we call it yesodas Hem Lamalo. So basically, you expect to hear the impact of Avir, Mayim, and Eish onto a world because it's coming from this. Generally speaking, in the Chassidish Sfarim a lot, and I guess it comes from the Kabbalah Sfarim, there is a lot spoken about the fact that in speech, they speak about in Tekiah Shefa, you have these three elements. Speech is considered a person's, the air, there's vapor, and there's a certain Chamimus Halev. So in the Sfarim, consider that to be similar, and the same point that he's making here. Vavishu kol Shefa lo pechazik. There's Eish, there's Ruach, there's Mayim. So Hareishim Mecholokim Mitzor Hashem. So really, in the source, they're all distinct. But they all are part of the Mitzias. So he says, ולכך אומר וכל השפע יציל לפועל שמשותפים בהם הכל השלישה. So all three of these yesodos, the avir, the eish, and the mayim, are included in the kol shefa. And this is what Chassidus wants to speak a lot about it. ויציל לפועל נפש הכל השפע. Generally speaking, that is also spoken a lot, that the kol shefa is the tzura of things coming from a point to harchava. In other words, it's like when you take a grain and plant it and it blossoms into a flower. We take a gene and then it blossoms into a person. So the kshefa starts with a point. That's ke'ilu, the core of it, the seed of it. And what comes out is a harchava of that nekuda. Which is Eish, So Shefer is the bringing out to the world of actualization those things that were hidden, those things that were just there in potential. Is the Yitzir Lepol. Vukineged Revi, or Yitzir Lepol Belvach, or Yishtatuka Eilas Leisha, Nechokim Dolon Zemizev Yitzir Lepol Vecha. So it's Ke'ilu, each one of these has a separate personality to it, but they come out together, Lepol, into one thing, which is the Kol. Vikashanit Natur Li Yisrael, Vayitzim Tzir Satur Shia Kol, Hoye Nimshach Shine Bakol. So just like if a person changes the amount of photons in the world, he changes, whatever a person changes in the world, one would expect a reaction to be similar of it. Since Torah is kolel everything, all three of these things, they had to be firework, they had to be kolos, brokim, and anon, all of these were elements. Since the Torah affected everything, these are the everything that can express those things. So once Torah comes into this world, it has to become part of this world, which is what we call the Yetzir Lapol. I'm going to stop a minute and talk about this a little bit. It's a fundamental understanding of what Matan Torah is. An oversimplified version of Matan Torah is that Matan Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us what to do. Let's give a mashal. If I tell you pick up this, bring this, attach this to this, and so on and so forth, basically all I've told you are instructions how to do something, and the value of those words are very, very ephemeral. You know, it's take this, hold this, do this, or the other thing. When I present an idea, and this idea itself is something that is meaningful vis-a-vis this world. That let's take communism just as an idea. When I present communism, I'm presenting an idea that is going to become part of the world. That people not having only common ownership and common usage, etc., is the right usage of the world. That's an idea. That's something that comes into this world, and it's going to have in itself, it's going to become part of a metzias. It was in my head as an idea. Once it's articulated, it's now a metzias in the world. So Torah itself is not just a set of instructions how to do what, when, and so on. It's becomes an idea which is part of this world. The idea that there is ruchniyistika, there is a ruchniyistika dimension, and that things have positive and negative value vis-a-vis that dimension, and so on. Those are all ideas that become concretized through this. Uperikama de brachis mashma. Shatoyu nitm chamish kailas. Vachi sahasim. Amr ab chalbay. Kalnenem esudas chasim en mesamkoy. Oive chamisha kailas. Shema kol sasa kol simcha kol chasim al kala kol oimim hoidu. Be mesamkoy. Zeicha le toyu shnitm bachamisha kailas. Shema vi kailas de brachim kol shefe kol shefe le kibyan en bekol. Veha ksi vachol amrayim sa kailas. Oisim kol zmatn toyu kailim habe. Rav Avua Amar Keilu Hikrev Toida Shenema V'Mivim Toida Veis Hashem Rav Nachman Amar Keilu Bona Chub Arz Nachub Yisrael Shlaim Shenema Ke'oshev Shavuos Aretz V'Shenem Hashem Ad Kan. So you have two sets of kolos. You have those before Matan Torah, and you have Matan Torah itself. Those during Matan Torah itself, those Chomesh kolos are the Nenem Surus Chosim Samchoy. Ubi Adav Azeh Ki avshe matn Torah brokim ve'onan kaved lo hoya echad mem chamisha rak ha'koilis al pidas chazal chamisha v'dov ze why mipnei she'akoil moir al metzias she'ze inin ha'kol she'yotz al metzias v'nimtza v'nishma elacher v'dov ze v'atzmo yibuchi v'agol z'vach ha'mikomos. Let's talk a little bit about this point over here. He says over here that koil is Moira ala metzios. the Chazal say that there are four koilas, three koilas, four koilas that are yoytzi misayf oilam asayf oilam. One of them is when a person is born, one of them is when a person dies, there's a nachash. Those are all extraordinary events. Those are all cataclysmic events for the person who's born, for the person who dies. So being and coming into being is very much tolled with koil. The reason is because koil, as opposed to light, where a photon is not something we really see, it crowds out something else. And koil is something where whenever I have two mitziyasin coming into contact, the result is koil. Lamashal, if I bang A against B, I get a sound out of it. Because the A in the B, the banging of one and the other, that creates a koil. Even when I move something quickly through the air, the thing creating friction against the air, that gives a koil. If I were to drop something in a vacuum, it would be total silence. There's nothing rubbing anything else. There's nothing. Koil is always the interaction of a metzias to a metzias. That's koil. A light is not really seen as a metzias in this context. So light can travel through something else without affecting it. So I can have a light travel through something and I'm not going to hear anything because the light doesn't, and the light's not created from that. So koil is something that comes from metzias, and that's why lamashal koil is miyuchad for Rosh Hashanah, because that's when the world came into being. The shichru of avodim in Yovel comes with clear shofar, because the shofar creates that koil, that the koil, and so on. It's a new metzias. It's Yovel, so the end of one metzias, it's another metzias. All of these in yonim tend to have a koil in it. Things that don't have a metzias are quiet, are dead. So just like a person who is dead is called Yerdei Duma. Since the Torah was given, there was something else came into the world. It's also interesting that when a child is born, the first thing we wait to establish his mitzias as a living being is a koil, is a cry. So now he says over here, what's the inyan of five koilas? Why five koilas? So he says five is a certain Shleimus of his pashtus. In other words, like this, four is always when something goes to every possible side, but every part becomes an entity unto its own. Every part takes on its own metzias. When they all emanate from a common center point, that's when it's appropriately said that it's a metzias shleima spreading out. So when something is coming out lepoel, still connected to the shoresh, then it belongs to the world of chamesh. The Maral speaks about arba malchias as being the arba golas, arba malchias as being bad, because four are the directions of leaving the middle. So each malchus went off in a direction and left the middle. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. This is only something which is kol kuloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And b'meila, it's kol mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'meila it's seen as a hispashtus rather than a snatkus. It's not breaking away in four directions, it's spreading four directions. The difference in breaking away to four different directions or spreading is, are you connected to the middle or not? So, Chomesh Koilos in Matan Torah is, Torah went out into the world, it was mispashit, but it never left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah infiltrated our world, it gave meaning to our world, it never stopped being Mechobet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why Chomesh Koilos is the most appropriate. Okay, we'll hold it here. Okay, next week, what?
Right, next week we're not on.
Okay.
But then the following one, God willing.
Bezat Hashem. Okay.
Okay,
good fach. Bye.